Ruby Shamkol, Ruby Manukia Shamkol, e fefini ke faha tala noa, me mwe whekau aki mwe ngai whounga, e mwe ngai whainga maarie, ngai whounga, pia mwe halanga whainga maarie, ma e kau nofo tae whakalaapo ki nao tolu, te ke mau a nao nofo whonua i he whonuan, pia kou tuipe, koe prokalama koe ni e aonga lahi a teka ki mō tolu e fefini, pia kai ki tuitue whaloloa, wange whainga maarie koe ni ma Ruby. Ruby, ma loa tau lava ke fefini, pia ma lo mua, ai kau mai ke prokalama, pia kou fefia, koe inga neongo peo kuto mua mai prokalama, ka koe lahi ange taimi koe ne sai, ta haia koe inga pe koe si kau whanu. Nongo i he fia fini. O te whainga maria ko ni maho.
Malo apito lavoni pe ko kolehen ke hufanga whakatapu ko toa pe. Ka ata maoko ke whakahoko ai pokalama ko ni. Ka ki mu ai a ko ulakwe tukuhen ha whakawhetai. Mo whakamalo ke tu i o langi. Ko hea ko ne tauhi hao mai ki tau tolu pe tau toia o sia ai e fia fini whakakoloa ko ni. O ko atu foki heni ai whakamalo lahi kia te koe lavoni mo leki o. I he mao ai whainga maalie ko ni. Pe ko kole whakamole mole pe ko hea ko e vaveleva e ko available ki he pokalama, ka koe mahalo pe, koe hea koe mahu inga i tō piki koe ni, o koe ki i vave vave mai au, te moe loia e taha koe hea ke whaiha mā pōta la noa, whekau aki pe moe tō piki mahu inga koe ni, koha mā tala noa, whekau aki ki hangahi whaunga, te ko hangahi whainga mā lie, e malawai ai kakai, ai koe ia o kunau i heni ta e whakalao, te maohana o whainga mā lie i whanua maho koe ni. Ta ne u whakawhi i whoki ai loia nusila, koe loia pālangi ia, koe loia ia o kou maheni moia, pe o kou ilo ene ngā we, o whalala i hene ngā we whaka immigration. Ko ia koe expert i he immigration law. Pene o whakawhi ia ke hau i he pokalama ko ni, ke whai hama tala noa, pe ko hama ma whenga ke ma whe kumi hangahi whonga. Ke ma lawai e tau si kakai o maohana o whainga māli. Ko ia, whakamanatua pe, koe commentary pe nia, koe tala noa o kaikoha device, ke o atu pe a disclaimer ko ia. O kai ko hawhale i e mika koe e pōtala noa pepe mai loia koe ni ke whanonga mai e tau kakai ki ai nau ki ai ha whounga pe ko ha ngahi whainga maalie ke maumonuai e tau kakai. Pa teo ngāoi ak pe ai lea whakapālangi, lea whakapelitania ko hea ke utala noa mai loia kaka e ai pe ai whanki i mea maha teo whaka teo translator pe whakatonga ke mahino at ki ati ki motong. Ko i ai o ko whemau ke introduce ai lawyer ko ai lawyer Nusila ko immigration expert ko Aaron Hunt pe ko partner ia o law firm Stace Hammond. Ai ko law firm en i Shortland Street i he Toto City o Okalani. Ka ne ufuka afe i mai pe ko hea ko tangatani o giai foki ene to experience a ana i he making submissions ki falelea. Pea oku o sianga mahenia i he making submissions ki he o bills pe koe ai ki he ungahi policy koe o teke hoko koe lao o ku osi mahenia moia. Pa taha foki o toi maheni foki i he protest o wha alu ki whalelea o whai ene protest ki he ngahi tō piki koia o kune mateaki. Koia ko whakawhi koe Aaron, I'd like to introduce you to this program. And Aaron, I'll just give you the opportunity to introduce yourself and then briefly tell us a little bit about yourself before we begin our conversation. Aaron Hunt.
Thanks, Ruby. So my name is Aaron Hunt. I was born in Auckland, born in Mangere, and I'm now a lawyer in the central Auckland. I've been practicing immigration law for several years, and with my background being from Mangere and from having family in the area and having an ex-girlfriend who was Tongan, I've grown to love the Tongan community, so I wanted to reach out to Ruby and say, well, how can I help out with immigration in that area?
Thank you, Aaron. And I think it's important that perhaps we can talk about how, you know, ways or pathways to help individuals first, and then we can look at helping, you know, ways or pathways to help, you know, Tongans overall or in general or a group or a community, so plural in the sense that perhaps we can talk about, if you can explain ways that an individual could get us status here in New Zealand, and then we can look at the overall, you know, pathways, how a community or a Tongan community could get opportunities here in Aotearoa.
I think we'll, it's a good place to start is we'll look at the more elderly people in the community who may have spent a lot of time here in the country, whose families are here, their lives are here, they've spent a lot of time here in New Zealand. And there is a process called the IPT, which is effectively an immigration court. It's where a lawyer like myself would take in an application to have a court look at it as to whether somebody should be able to remain in New Zealand. Now, with the IPT, there's a requirement that the previous visa had to have only expired in the past 6 weeks, which isn't going to be possible for a lot of people who have been here for a number of years and have been here without a visa for a number of years. So what we do is we actually go to immigration and we ask them for a one-day visa. Now, a one-day visa may sound like a silly thing to have. It means you're in New Zealand for only one day lawfully. But what it means is we can then go to the IPT. Now, the IPT, the Immigration Court, are very generous when it comes to helping the elderly. If the elderly are here in New Zealand and their family and support are here in New Zealand, then it wouldn't be fair to have to send them back to Tonga where they haven't got support, they have no way to look after themselves, no support, or they're away from their family. So we do find that quite often when we go to the IPT, they will actually grant the elderly members who have the family in New Zealand a residence visa and a right to remain in New Zealand permanently.
So, Aaron, the IPT, you're referring to the Immigration Protection Tribunal.
That's correct.
Correct. So what if an elderly person has their family here in New Zealand, but they have one sibling left in Tonga? Will their application be denied for having a member still or a sibling left in Tonga?
Not necessarily. What the IPT will look at is whether the person in Tonga is able to support them and look after them and, you know, give them a place to live, pay for their food, for their health care, look after them going forward. If that's not going to be a possibility, or if that family member may be away from perhaps the health care that the elderly person may need, then it wouldn't be fair to send the person back to Tonga without there being somebody there who can look after them. So it's not merely having a sibling or a child in Tonga, it's whether that person can actually look after them.
And is this only restricted to elderly? What about, you know, adults and teenagers? Can they apply through this category?
They can apply. You have to look for other reasons. With the elderly, we can make the argument that they are unable to perhaps work like in the same way that a younger person would. The jobs aren't there. They may not have, they may be in their 70s or their 80s, and they can't really hold down a job to look after themselves. For younger people, we can do that. We've had ones recently who've had 8 or 9 years in the country unlawful, and we got that person a work visa through other methods. So there is ways of doing it. It does come down to the fact that, and people often forget this, that being unlawful in New Zealand is not a criminal offence. It's not a crime. It is just that at some point someone may have missed something or done something. They haven't filled out the form correctly or something's taken place and they haven't done this. So it's often us going to immigration and just explaining what has taken place and giving them a good reason why the person should remain in New Zealand.
I think that's really important, Aaron, that you emphasise that being here unlawfully or illegally is not it's not criminal. It just means that either your status has expired, and I think that's really important for people to understand that. If I could just perhaps translate a little bit of that. Kainga tonga koe whakamatala ai loia koe ni, koe ha fonga ke mawai e te pepa whakafoi tuitui, whakatātā pēka pau ko ha tōleke laika kita, oku ke inu sila, tai whakalao, kaku iheni katoa ho family, e, o ki ai pe fonga e malawa ke tokoni kia kita. Ulua ki e lava pe o faile ki he IPT, ai koe hangi taupehe pe koe tribunal ia, o immigration, hafo i tēnau kole, hafo i visa aho e taha. Ko fo i visa aho e taha ko ia, ko omi ha whainga mālie, ke malawai, ke apply, i he whaunga ko ia, o ki hene kotoa ho family, o kaike ki toi lava kita o foki ki tonga ko ia, o kaike toi ai ha taha ia i tonga ke toko ni i kita. Pea, ko ne whakamatala pe, ko fwoi aho e taha ko ia, e, tēnau o mai lewa, ai fwoi aho e taha ke o mai ha te visa, ke te hoko ai, ke te whakalao, i heni, ke whai e nau ngā we, ke kole ki he tribunal, ke nau omi ha te whainga mālie. Tēnau eke ang lewa ki ai, o ka hā lewa ka pau, o ki ai pe ha te whamili ki taia i tonga. Tēnau si o pehe e malawa pe ki taia foki ki tonga, he ki ai pe ho whamili ke toko ni i kita. Tata mai ia, e ki ai pe whonga ka pau ke nau lava o pehe, ko toko taha ko ia i tonga, toko e whamili ko ia i tonga, o kai ke nau malawa nau kita nau tolu ia o toko ni i kita whakapaanga. E te nau lava pe ke sio ke ta whaaki ko ia, ka koe ko whonga ia e lava ai ha taha tau leka leka o ki hen tae whakala o maohane whanga mālie i whonua ko ni. Pana nei toi whakamatala foki, maho inga, ke ilo ea kakai o nau heni tae whakalao, o kai ke hoko mautolo ia ko hakau ke pehe koe criminal o mau lao i kai. Koe uhinga apea ne mauomi ki heni whakalao, pana expire ho mau visa, pana kai ke mau toi lava o apply, ke toi hoko atu ke mau whakalao. I think of mau inga ia, ke whaka mahino pe ke kakai. So Aaron, we have talked about you know, pathways or a way for an individual. How about if we look at it you know, as a whole, as a community, is there a way or pathway for people to perhaps, you know, get amnesty or get granted what would they call it, you know, a compassionate grant to give hardworking people with no criminal conviction an opportunity in Aotearoa?
I think there really needs to be. We have, for so many years, New Zealand would be asking people from Tonga to come here to work in these jobs, to work in the industries. And then they, at some point, of course, someone knows they've made a mistake or something's happened which has left them in an unlawful state. But that has happened to a lot of people. So I think there needs to be a solution which can cover a lot of people at once. And that's, I think that needs to really be driven by a sort of collective voice of the Tonga community who can speak together as one to say that, you know, they want to see this Be Kind government look at being kind to that community. Look at people who have been contributing to the country for years. They've been working, paying their taxes, helping the community, you know, coaching sports teams, helping the elderly, doing these things and making New Zealand a greater place. And now they're asking for New Zealand to acknowledge that and recognise their place in the country, that they are part of this country, and by giving them a visa to remain here permanently.
And Aaron, you talked about that collective voice. So I'm aware that there were a group of the Tongan community as a group marched to Parliament sometime last year, and filed a petition. 35,000 plus Tongans filed this petition. Do you think that created some sort of collective voice, and will that make an impact at the Select Committee in Parliament?
I would hope that it would make an impact, but I do fear that Parliament will see that and perhaps are a little bit scared by this, a rather large voice, 35,000. And will have pushed to the side saying, well, look at that later. We have, you know, they'll use COVID as an excuse. And it gets pushed to the side and forgotten about. I do know that there is a number of petitions being read next week. I'll be in Parliament for that. And I'm hoping that will be in that, or at least if it isn't part of that, I'll be raising the question as to where that petition has got to and why isn't it being looked at a year later.
And I also understand, Aaron, that you're going to Parliament next week for that hearing, but also a protest that you're involved with. Are you at liberty to talk about that?
I am. There is a this is the second protest that's been arranged outside Parliament in relation to migration in the past few months. There's a number of groups who are going to be involved there, from those who are partners of New Zealand citizens or partners of residents or partners of work visa holders, to those who are trapped offshore and their work visa holders, or those who are in New Zealand and sort of have been lost in the system somewhere. So they're coming together. We do have a number of the political parties who are coming along with invited Labour. We know the Greens are coming along. National is going to be there. And we're going to be presenting and sort of hopefully joining our voices together to push the government into looking better, looking at new ways of doing immigration that is fairer to those who are in the country and those who should be in the country.
Kei ngā tonga koe nā tala nō whaka Aaron whikau aki te moe sio ki hangai whaunga whakaloku fua. Pane o whakamatalange ne o whanonga pe tau kua osi. Nā iai ai community tonga nā i nā o ki whalelea maha koe toko tolu mano ni mawhet tupu. Nā i nā whakamaoni i he petition koe kole offer ki whalelea. Omi hana o whainga maalie ke no whonua he whonuan. Pane o eke ang te uiai ha whaunga whikau aki, mo toko lahi ko ia ai kakai ko ia ke mao hana o whainga maalie. Pea na e whakamatala pe ko hea ko alu ia ki whalelea i he mea kehe. Ka mahalo pe tene ki whaka eke eke. Pe koe ha mea hoko ki he petition ko ia ko hea tau sio ke fuwhika ko ia maho inga ko hea koe is a collective voice, koe ai kakaitonga. Pea, ai koe tala noa in whikau aki nauki iai ha whaunga, e lava ai fwoi petition koe ia, o whakaawa ha matapā, koe ia nauki iai ha ofa, mi he pole anga o lolotongani, ki he kakai koe ia. So Aaron, in terms of where to from here, I guess, what would you say to people that are living in fear of their status, of being reported to the authorities? You know, I was just thinking about that. If I was living like that, life wouldn't be where it should be, because we should be, you know, at liberty in our movement and in our association. So what would you say for people that are living in fear, that are afraid, and what should they do?
It's a hard one to answer. They shouldn't be in fear. I think there's probably more fear out there than there really should be. I know that during the COVID issues last year, when we were in lockdown, there was a lot of fear amongst people who were here unlawfully to go and getting tested, that they were worried that the Ministry of Health would notify Immigration New Zealand about this person who's unlawful. But that is not the case. In regards to the COVID situations, the government is very much focused on getting the country healthy, not finding unlawful people who are in the country. So there is things like that which, where there shouldn't be that fear. But in general, Immigration New Zealand, you know, we are long past the dawn raid situations. Immigration New Zealand is not out there trying to find people, bust them, catch them, and send them back. If that process is going to take place, it is a very long process, and for our clients who have come to us, they've been given an opportunity to try and fix their situation. We had a client who had been in the country for several decades unlawfully. His employer was caught employing him, and Immigration New Zealand sent him home and said, no, go see a lawyer, go see an advisor, and come back to us with an application, try to fix your situation. So Immigration New Zealand themselves, they have hearts. They're not heartless. They have been through this. They have seen people who have been through a hard situation, and in most cases they do want to help to try and fix the situation rather than just send people home.
I think that's quite hopeful hearing that, Aaron, because I was just thinking about what if you're in a situation where, because with immigration, you've got to fall under a category, to be able to apply legally. So if you don't fall under any of those categories, you've kind of hit a deadlock in a sense. You've hit a brick wall. What do those people do? Do they just continue working hard, contributing to society and hope that a miracle will happen?
I think what we want to get to those people, because there are some people, especially those who are younger, who are active and fit and who can't use as easily use the excuse that they can't go back to Tonga, that we do need to find a bigger solution, one that can look at the solution as a community. There are people in a certain situation, so perhaps they've been in the country for, you know, at least 5 years and they've got no criminal convictions, but it's quite clear that they've been part of the community, they've been part of this country, they're part of New Zealand, that we should be looking at some sort of joint amnesty across the board for a larger collective. So instead of saying, okay, person by person, can we find a solution, we should be looking and going, okay, as a community, there's a large number of people who have been trapped by a complicated process or poor advice or just forgetting to fill out a form or some reason that they are now here unlawfully. Perhaps we should find a solution that fixes lots of them at once. I think that's probably the best way forward for the large number.
Yeah. I could tell a non figure aki moha ngai fonga for a lucky four, look for a malava, I can not find a malie. Whainga taa whoko hea koe te apply whoki o pau ke te maua e whonga ke ke apply ai pe koe te mali moa taha no whonua. Ka kukai te whaingo fua mao pe. Ko mea ko whakaukau ai ke immigration. O whainga taa o ka pau, o kai ke toi aha whonga e ke te lava ke apply whakalao ki taki ai. Ai koe whaleilewa Aaron, tau sio whakalok. Oafka, you know, as a Tongan community, ki hangahi whonga ke tau tuu kau kaua ko hea ke tau ohange koe ni koe ai kulupu koe ne na woki whalelea. That's the first step. I'm talking about the petition. That's the first step. Ka ko tui au ia tai mini. I think, Aaron, it's going to take lobbying and hardcore advocacy. For the collective voice, I'm really believing that's.
I think that petition is a fantastic first step, but it needs to be followed up with continued pressure so the government can't just push it to the side and forget about it.
Absolutely. And so in terms of imposing that pressure on the government, do you have any suggestion or recommendation? Is that up to the leaders, community leaders?
Definitely. I think most of the members of the community, and it's any community, they often feel that their own voice isn't enough. I think it's the community leaders that need to bring them together, add their voices together, and make them heard.
Absolutely. In terms of this, do you have any other suggestion in terms of people that are interested in this? Because I almost see it like a movement. It's got to be a movement for that collective pressure. And so I just feel like a lot of times we talk and then you know, we leave it to the side and then we forget about it. But I really believe that that's what I mean by lobbying and strong advocacy, that the Tongan voices still need to be heard, but not just Tongan, Pacifica as a collective, perhaps they need to come together.
Definitely. I think if people started seeing the Tongan community getting together, being vocal and moving forward with some sort of momentum and movement, I think you will see the other countries in the Pacific joining in that voice, adding to the chorus. And the more that come in, the more voices there are, more people that are involved, the more the government can't just push it to the side and actually has to get involved and look at this as being a problem that the government can solve and not just ignore.
Oh, absolutely. And I think that's why the Talanoa that we're having is so important in terms of almost like empowering people, empowering the community, that you've got to, I know we're always waiting for the government, but sometimes you've got to find it in ourselves and in our communities that we need to make that first step. And that's why I applaud this group that, that actually marched to Parliament last year, but it shouldn't stop there.
Mm.
It should continue, and we need people to keep lobbying, to advocate for those voices.
Definitely. I think they did an amazing job. There was 35,000 signatures, which is just fantastic, and it's bigger than most petitions that government sees. And it's I'm going to be requesting that when I'm down next week. I'm going to be asking the MPs when I'm down there saying, where's this petition gone to? And you know, can we push it to the top of the list? Because it needs to be looked at. And the if the government starts hearing those voices being raised again, asking that question as well, they will push it to the top of the list. They will look into it more because they know that, that there's people there. And for the government, this is politics. This is voters. This is people who... This is a community who will give the government a lot of votes, and that's why they're interested. So we need to make use of that and tell the government, look, there's a big community here. You have the Tongans, you might have the other countries coming, joining with them, because they're in a similar situation with people who are unlawful. They can't be ignored because the government wants their votes.
Absolutely, and 35,000 people, that's a lot of votes. So I think we need to use it to our advantage to lobby and advocate strongly for the people that are so deserving, that are hardworking, that contribute to society, to get an opportunity and to really, you know, start to enjoy their lives, live freely and without fear. And I think that that's what I think that will come out of this conversation, is that this is a conversation that needs to be continued in the various communities. And so I'm thinking, Aaron, are you thinking of perhaps taking this to the communities, this conversation? I know that you sometimes run workshops.
Yeah, we do online workshops. I've done it for a few other communities where I'm basically there to answer questions. I know that for a lot of people who are going through an immigration issue, it's often those little small answers to questions. They're not sure what the answer is, and they're too worried about going and seeing a lawyer or an advisor because of the cost or because of the, you know, they might think it's too much, too big a thing to go and do. So I run workshops. We free of charge. I'm there to answer questions, just to clarify how things work, clarify what words mean, how things go. Options that they may have, because that sometimes is all people need. That first little bit, those little questions answered, they can then do it themselves quite often.
Yeah, yeah. I think koe mahu inga aho ni, koe pōtala noa whedau aki pe moe whakaloto lahi iki mou tolu, ai koe ia o mou ova he whanwani, ke o te mou ilifia o pehe o mou ova o kai ki mou lava whaiha mea. E ula ki ka mataia mea te ki mou tolu i he community, ke mou kumiha ngai whaunga, ke mou tuu whakataha ko ia, koe toko lahi ange kakai o kunau matea ki i ha, you know, ha whahinga mea e malawa, e malawa ha whaunga ko ia, koe toko lahi ai kakai ko ia, o hange ko ia, koe kakai ko ia, ne na wōki whalelea, pene na whakamooni, nai owa he toko tolu mano tupu, tolu mano ni maafi lahi tupu. Koe toko lahi au pito ia, toko tui au ia mahu inga ko hea, koe toko lahi ai kakai ko ia, o te tonu pe ke ia e hafonga. Ke tau sio strategically ki hafonga e ma lava ai ke mauha hawhainga maali. Perhaps just, I'm not sure how much time we have, Lavoni, but I just wanted to ask Aaron, when you are protesting at the steps of Parliament, what exactly is it that you're doing? Are you? Because some people, you know, protest can occur in different ways, and methods, shapes, and forms. What will you be doing next week when you're protesting?
It's a peaceful protest. We will be there. There'll be a large number of people there, and the point of being there is to try and let people be heard. At times, like I've written to the minister so many times, written to various other MPs, spoken to journalists, but sometimes the government needs to hear a louder voice. So by going there, we hope that we can go straight to their doorstep and basically make them aware of certain situations that they are ignoring at times.
And so, what what about if people are thinking, oh, you know, it's not going to make an impact because, you know, we went there once, or, you know, we're probably just going to go there again, and we won't be heard?
The last week they made changes to the border exceptions to allow the partners of medical staff to come into the country. That was the result of our campaigning with some MPs and with some media involved. So you can make a difference by going there and making a loud enough voice. And when they're pulling the right strings, talking to the right people, and it did take us a couple of months, but we got that change through. So changes can get made. You just need to stick to it, work hard on it, and be loud enough.
That's, I mean, it's so hopeful hearing that, Aaron, and I really believe in that. It's not going to happen overnight, but it will happen if we stick to it, you know, and we keep pushing and we keep lobbying, we keep advocating, because eventually, if it doesn't happen in, you know, this generation, it could benefit the next generation or our children and our children's children. So I really believe in thinking strategically and thinking smarter. We've got to think smart as a collective community, because we've got the numbers here in Aotearoa. Mm.
And that's the biggest asset you're going to have when it comes to Parliament, is if they see a big number, they see a large number of voters, they see people that, if they ignore them, continue to ignore them, they're going to lose them as voters. And that's what we keep reminding them, especially if you've got a big crowd. You say to Parliament, here's 3,000, 50,000, 100,000 people who you are going to be annoying and losing as voters.
Mm. Is there anything else that you'd like to share, Aaron, that we haven't really touched on tonight?
I think I could probably talk the entire night, so I think I probably should stop there, otherwise you'll never get to hear the end of me.
Yeah. Lavonie, are you still there?
Yes, Ruby, I'm here. I'm listening.
Yep. We've touched on some things, and I just wanted to ask if you had any question or...
Perhaps maybe Aaron can provide his contact details in case some people might have further questions, and maybe they can ring you up if that's okay with you.
Yeah, I'll give them probably the website, probably the easiest thing. If they go to shlaw.co.nz, so shlaw.co.nz, they go there, that's my firm's page, and they'll find me on there, and there's a contact us link on there as well.
Yeah, and I mean, if I get any, calls on that, or people asking me, I'll know where to direct them to, Lavonie, because I think I've invited Aaron because I think, you know, we've got to think strategically, and I thought by inviting him today, we've all heard this immigration. We've had people talking and talking and talking about immigration. Well, now it's time for action, and we've got to think strategically. And I think that with Aaron's experience of making submissions in Parliament, protesting at Parliament, you know, he could actually help in terms of the steps that we need to take as a community to make this happen, or to make that collective voice heard loud and clear to Parliament.
Thank you, Aaron, and thank you, Ruby, for those for your time and the very those information that you have given us at Talanoa tonight has been very useful. And I believe, and I'm sure listeners, especially those who have families who are still struggling to get their papers sorted, will appreciate this Talanoa tonight. Just checking on the time, we haven't got much time left. About there, Hamea, Ruby, if you want to, so we can finish off. Thank you so much, Aaron, for your time. Appreciate that.
So Aaron and I are going to we are going to have a host of Zoom, and we haven't quite scoped how we're going to pitch the Zoom, but I will let you know, Lavonie, when we do run that Zoom, you get people, you know, to let them know the link, so that, and then Aaron and I will be there.
Okay.
to talk about, but we haven't quite scoped the topic yet, but it will be on immigration. So we'll let you know, Lavoni.
Yeah, for sure. Malo apito, Ruby. And thank you to Erin as well for your time.
All right.
You're welcome. Have a good night.
Yeah, malo.